Greetings, salutations, and hallelujah. Hi, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of Shangela, the podcast. I am so thrilled to chat with you today another time. It's always good when I get to come to you guys because so much goes on in life, and I just love chatting with y'all. And thank you so much for all the comments and stuff that you guys have been leaving on my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, saying that you're listening and you're enjoying it. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm in your cars, I'm at your house, I'm in your headphones. I mean, I'm living with you, basically. And that's awesome to me. So, that being said, what's been going on? Well, who's asked that? Okay, I asked that to myself, y'all. I'm losing it. I'm thrilled because I just came back from Miami. And honey, I went to the Ariana Grande concert down in Miami. Yes, the one and only Miss Ariana Grande herself. And when I tell you, if you can afford to go to a concert, if you can scrape together your coins and get out there and enjoy yourself, no matter if you enroll one or row 251, okay, it is worth going. And I'm not saying that because I live for this diva. I love entertainment. And let me tell you something. This concert delivers on entertainment. Vocals, performance, costumes, stage production. It's all of the above. I had the best time. And even if you check out my Instagram, you know, I'm at It's Shangela over on Instagram. If you check out the Instagram, you'll see a video of Ariana, like, going to the stage. And they were like, stand by the gate, stand by the gate. She's going to say something. I'm like, oh, no, I don't know. I don't want to bother her. I don't want to, you know, distract or anything. And she, like, comes by, and I think it was Scott or Brian. No, it was Scott. So Scott, you know, the famous twins dancers, also I think creative directors on this particular tour, both Scott and Brian go like, look, Shangela's here. And she turns, she's like, oh my God, hi, Shangela. She's the cutest little angelic voice. She's like, hi, Shangela. Oh my God, hi. And she was so nice and like came over and did all this right before NASA. She's like, this is your part right here. Because if y'all didn't know, I'm on the Thank You Next album, track number 3, the intro to the song NASA. I say, this is one small step for woman, one giant leap for womankind. Mm-hmm. I do that. So anyhow, check that out. I had the best time at the concert. And now I'm back in LA. And I'm so very, like, overwhelmingly excited. Because coming into the studio today with me, I have the one and only Mr. Tyler Oakley. Uh-huh. Oh, it's going to be lovely. Get ready, because we talk. We're going to talk for a good hot minute. I know him. He likes to talk. I like to talk. And we love y'all. So you're getting all the tea today. Stay tuned.
Bye.
The baby Fijis, they come in a 6-pack, and they were on sale. I had a whole bunch
more
of stuff
plastic
stocked up.
You hate Earth.
No, I live for Earth. I live here.
I heard you hate it here.
Who told you that?
The rumors.
You know what?
I read it on Reddit.
Originally, I was a guest star on the show Planet Earth, but apparently,
no, you bitch.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was, because I live in nature.
I've heard of nature.
I walk children through nature.
You idiot.
I am so excited, y'all. I know you just kind of jumped in on our combo.
Oh, wait. Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Major, and welcome back to the episode of Shangela. And I'm so excited today. I know I say this every time. I say I'm so excited, but I really am, y'all. I am lit up with excitement because my friend, author, reality competition show professional,
sure,
activist, social media mogul, the one and only Tyler Oakley is here with me.
Hello.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to insert applause. You get ready.
Wow.
So much applause. Yeah.
That's my applause. Those are my hands.
I live it. I love it. Welcome.
How are you?
Well, thank you so much for asking.
I actually don't care. What's the first question for me?
No.
Thank you.
Back to me, darling. No, I live for this. I'm wonderful. I am just came from a rehearsal that I'm going to be doing a performance coming up very soon. So I actually rehearsed with some dancers today, and we did some booty pops on the ground.
Wow.
So the inner part of my knee, like right here, the inside of my left knee is work. Girl, I was doing too much.
Do you need me to massage? You can scoot a little closer.
How many talents?
What's this turning into?
Yeah, I know, right? How many talents do you have?
Not many.
Oh, please.
But the ones that I have, I lean into. So give me that knee, baby.
Hey, come on. Don't think, because you know I love a good old rub down, honey.
I've... Well, I've heard that about you.
Don't read on Reddit. Don't you do it. Tyler, I'm thrilled to have you here because, you know, you've had and you continue to have a really cool and amazing journey. And to
Thanks.
See. Yeah, you do. And right now, even to right now, we're going to go back. We're going to do all that fun stuff. And I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of burning questions
sure.
that I have deep in my spirit. But first, I want to say right now you're on CBS's
Amazing Race.
Yes.
Yes.
And that, first of all, if you guys don't watch Amazing Race, you've never seen it, you don't know what's going on, it basically is an amazing race. It's a competition reality show on CBS in which there are like lots of teams and they partner up in twos, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's you and your bestie,
Corey. Yes.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Corey Cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was saying Cole.
Corey Cool, which is the most fortunate last name ever. But we met in college. We did YouTube stuff together forever. He's like one of my friends that I've had the longest. We have a tattoo together.
Oh, what's your tattoo that you have together?
It's a pinky little promise.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. It's on your, what's that, left arm
tricep moment.
Bitch, you got a tricep popping out of
there too.
Hello. I live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah indeed.
Yeah, well, we did The Amazing Race a few years ago, and then now we are back for All Stars.
That's, you know, I love a good old All Stars comeback.
Yeah.
And what would you say is like, has been the most challenging thing so far in the competition?
Oh, my God. Well, everyone that came back for All-Stars, I mean, you can probably attest to this. Everyone that came back for All-Stars knew, okay, well, bitch, I didn't get it the first time. I gotta get it now.
Yes.
So everyone thought from day one they were gonna win. The first time we did it, it was a bunch of people that had never run the race, and we were all like, we don't know what we're doing. Like, this is just fun. Let's, like, enjoy this.
Season
this time
two,
it
Shangela?
Was cutthroat.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, and when you say it was cutthroat, how do you, because you guys are going all over the world,
mm-hmm.
you're traveling, you have all these like different riddles and things to figure out, and it's like a scavenger hunt, right?
Basically, it's a huge, yeah, scavenger hunt with challenges all around the world. Some are endurance-based, some are puzzles, some are thrill-based, like jump into this canyon, grab this whatever, jump off this building, eat this whatever.
It's been a moment that you looked up and went, oh, no, I don't think I'm doing that today. Corey,
oh,
baby, you may have to take this one. I'm not going to be able to do this one today, baby.
Ooh, I mean, there's a lot of things. One challenge, well, the finale last time, I had to jump off a building, and as I was jumping off, catch something in the air. And
how high was the building?
It was high.
Like, how high? Like, Empire State
Building
high or the high school?
The tallest building in Los Angeles. I don't know where it was, but we were in Los Angeles for the finale.
Right.
Oh,
my gosh. So you have to jump off this building, and what's catching you?
Well, you're, like, attached to something. I knew I was going to live, but, like, it's, like, terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
But a lot of the challenges, I don't know. Corey and I are, like, thrill seekers, so it wasn't we kind of were competing with each other, like, oh, I want to do this one. Oh, I want to do this one.
I dare you to soak your fingers in water and stick them in that socket over there.
Fine, sure.
Oh, my God, he is a thrill seeker, y'all.
No, I'll do it. For $1 million, I'll do it, bitch.
Oh, my gosh, $1 million.
Can you imagine?
Dollars. Yes, I can.
Oh.
I actually can. Because I'm thinking if Drag Race keeps on going, if they want me back, they're going to have to say, and Shangela, for this next Ultimate All-Star season, the prize is $1 million.
Currently, the prize is $100,000?
Yes, but you know, when I went
it
over there...
It should be more than that.
Thank you.
Yes.
When I went over there for season two of Drag Race, the prize was $20,000.
Oh, baby.
And I'll never forget, like, I was like, okay, because I quit my job to go. I was working in PR in downtown L.A.
Okay.
And I told them, like, oh, I may need up to 3 weeks off because I'm going to go... I got cast on a reality show, and it's about drag. And they're like, what is it about? I said, drag. It's a drag competition. They had no idea I did drag.
They're
like,
my God.
You do drag? I'm like, yeah. Like, I'd only done it, like, 10 times. But still,
were they excited for you, or did they let you go?
They told me, baby, well, listen, drag does not align with our corporate policies
no.
and the clients that you represent. So if you choose to go do that show, we're going to have to release you from your duties here. And I was like, oh.
That
would
never
happen
now.
To HR and been like, they trying to hire me for putting on women's clothing.
Right.
They trying to fire me. But I was just like, you know what? I came out to LA to be an actor working entertainment. This is an option to do that. I'm going to win $20,000, make all my dreams come true. Goodbye.
You kind of, yeah. I mean, there's a moment for a lot of people like that where it's like, do I take this risk? Do I trust my gut? Do I follow the dream?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, I mean, most people that come to Los Angeles have that. You come here, stars in your eyes, and then you kind of have to do, like, some work in the meantime. And it's like, do I drop that work to really pursue it full time? Like, do I make that leap?
Yeah, I remember I was going on auditions during like the during the time that I was working at the agency. I would be like, oh, I have a client meeting out in the field. So I would leave, change clothes in my car in the garage, go to my audition, do the audition, change clothes again back into my work clothes in the car. I have an Explorer, so there was a lot of space.
Okay, work.
But even still, bitch, I was changing. So anyhow, you're right. And you came here. You went to college in Michigan, right?
I went to, Michigan State. I studied communication.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Twinsy.
Hello. What should we do together? We should open a business.
We should communicate.
Okay. I think we're doing it. Oh, my God. No, I studied communication. When I was a freshman at Michigan State, I started my YouTube channel. And back then, nobody was, like, doing YouTube at all, let alone, like, as a job. It was, there was no way for you to make money. Nobody was doing ads. You weren't getting money from Google for having YouTube videos. None of that was like a thing. So it was never in my mind that this could become something. And so then when I graduated from college, I was like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do now? So I was having so much fun doing my social media thing for myself that I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll do social media for companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would do that 9 to 5, come home.
Now, is this in Michigan or in LA?
I had left Michigan. I had moved to San Francisco.
Okay, and that's why you moved to – why did you move to San Francisco?
Well, I couldn't get a job in Michigan. And if I was going to be unemployed, I was going to be around gay people.
Hallelujah.
So I was like, okay, well, Corey and I, my best friend who's on the race with me now, mm-hmm. we were like, you know, Michigan, we kind of got what we can get out of it. We took a trip to San Francisco. We fell in love with the city over a weekend. We found a place that weekend.
Oh,
we
work.
Came home, told our parents we were moving, and went back. It was that quick, that like sudden. I knew, like, you know what? When I get there, I will figure it out. I will apply for every job on Craigslist. I will make it work.
Hallelujah. That's the spirit you have to have.
And it honestly did work because I did apply for every job on Craigslist. I got an unpaid internship. I got another paid internship. And I just, like, did that hustle so then I could come home, do my YouTube thing. And then after a while, it was like, okay, well, I'm hating my 9-to-5 stuff. My YouTube stuff is picking up now, and it's kind of becoming something. If I really dedicated a lot of time to it, this could be a full-time gig.
Did you have coworkers at your job? Like, if I can ask, what were you doing? Like, what's the company you're working for?
It was like a fashion blog website.
Okay. Did they know about your videos? Did
yes.
any of your coworkers follow you on your vlog?
Yeah.
Was that weird?
It was a little weird because so much of what I would talk about on my YouTube channel was like about my life or about what I'm going through or about what's happening that week. And so like...
Or dates
or everything. Yeah, whatever was going on. And so I was like, I wanted to be as real and authentic and like personal as I could. But like also I was like, I don't want to get fired. And
yeah.
So I had to like kind of juggle that a little bit. But the moment I hated my job enough and YouTube was picking up enough, I thought, you know what, bitch, I got to try it.
Yes.
So I took the leap. And that was in 2013.
What brought you to Los Angeles?
Well, when I took the leap, I found myself flying down to Los Angeles for hosting gigs, like little one-off things, like a red carpet thing here, or will you do this live show and be a correspondent for this? And I kept flying down back and forth so much that I was like, maybe I should be living there, like save money on flights. Like if I'm there, at least it's gonna be cheaper rent than San Francisco. So,
and was Corey like, who gonna pick up this 50% over here in the apartment though?
He figured it out. He made it work.
Does he still live
in
San
Fran? He was supportive. Well, he lives there now, yes.
Okay.
And then I made the move, and it has been full time YouTube ever since. It has been one of those things where I never knew what it was gonna become.
Mm-hmm.
To this day, I am going on my 11th year of YouTube. I still don't know what it's gonna become.
To me, you are the face of YouTube.
Oh my God.
Like,
what?
I go down.
No.
Now, there are lots of great, amazing YouTubers, and I love you all. You know, I love all y'all.
That is
I love
very
all
sweet.
Y'all. But when I drove down Sunset Boulevard, and I look up, and right there at the corner of basically Sunset and something expensive, one of those expensive streets, it was, you know, it's bougie.
I know what you're talking about.
There was your mug just happy and gay and up there on the billboard. And I said, go on, Tyler.
That was when I had moved to Los Angeles, that was like the biggest pinch me moment to drive down LA where every celebrity I've ever loved did the same fucking drive and saw the same billboard. That billboard was the reason I met Lady Gaga.
Well, Lady Gaga as Allie was later on that billboard.
I know! It all worked out. Yeah. Which you were in A Star Is Born. We need to talk.
Oh my gosh, we do need to talk. Okay, fine. I'll talk more
about
myself.
I will bring it up. Lady Gaga is my everything.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, but
I saw when you came out recently and introduced her.
Yeah.
Or she came right at the Starsborn
yes.
premiere in LA, right?
Right. Or yes. It was in New York, I think. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. The movie was incredible. You were incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. And she.
Yes.
And she is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Phenomenal.
She's, yeah, she's
Have
my
you
everything.
Have seen her in the Enigma
Not yet.
Show? Woo!
I'm going in October. I already have. I got my tickets, and then I saw the date of it. I'm like, oh, my God, I have to wait that long.
You
I was thinking about
dates,
going.
So you need to go to both nights.
I want to go to the jazz night.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure it out. Don't worry.
No, we're going to figure it out for you.
You should come.
Okay, it's done.
Okay.
But where's
I love a Vegas moment.
Me too.
What do you gamble?
No, I don't. But I did
Why?
Live it. Because I likes my money, girl.
Okay. Do you gamble with your heart?
Oh, Lord, here we go. That's a whole nother
Tell
show,
me.
Bitch.
Yes. Tell me.
But, okay, we'll go there.
Okay.
But first, Vegas. I lived there in Vegas for like 8 months in 2015, I believe, or 16.
In a closet 16. At Piranha.
Yeah, close. That's where I spent the nights.
Mm.
But the daytime, I was doing a residency at the Paris Hotel and Casino.
Oh, my God.
I did a show 5 nights a week called 53X, which is kind of like sex. No one got it. 53X, I hosted the show. It was me
got
and
it.
Eight
I,
straight
I see it now.
Dancers.
53X.
Get
I understand.
It? Yeah, it's very visual.
Sure.
Very visual. But yeah, I did the show there, and at the end of that contract, they were like, okay, we'd love to renew, and I was like, oh, baby, I'm out.
You didn't love
I
Vegas?
I love y'all.
It's good for a weekend.
It is. It's
Vegas. Though I can't say. I've never lived there, so I don't know.
I won't say I would never go back. I would just say that working in a casino 5 nights a week, doing the same show every night, is just a lot of wear and tear.
Well,
on
nowadays,
yourself.
You are everywhere, every minute. I feel like you're the hardest working drag queen, period.
Well, she stays on the move. It's a true story.
You better. You better. No, when I see the poster that has every date that you have for the year, I said, oh. She's busy. Booked and busy.
You know, last year I did 184 cities around the world, all in 2018. So, but that being said, you also know about heavy and hard working.
Did you just call me heavy?
No, heavy,
Did
heavy.
You just call me hard?
You guys, well, that.
Hello.
You know what? Speaking of hard, you have been very.
Where are you going with that? Where?
I'm a professional.
Uh-huh.
You have been very committed, and notably so, to fitness and doing all this like crazy activity. I'm looking over here. You got triceps popping all over the place.
Thanks.
I've tried this year because I was going to White Party. I was performing. I'm like, you know what? I want to feel like I'm my best Shanji when I get to the pool party.
Well, you
party
are your best Shanji.
Well,
Did you know that?
No, sometimes I'm.
Currently, you are.
Well, thank you.
Every moment, you are.
Look at you. You better get the Bishop
it's
T.D.
true.
Jakes Oakley.
I am telling you what. The moment you accept that you are your best version of yourself in this exact moment, you will look in the mirror a little bit better. You will love yourself
but
a little bit more.
Don't you sometimes, though, and I can say
I
do live for myself. Anyone who talks to me knows I live for me.
Yeah, you
However,
better.
Sometimes I look and go, you know what? You could do better, sis.
Sure.
Because, you know, I'm on the road eating on the road hotel food and, you know, sometimes on somebody else's pocket. So I'd be like, 6 pairs of wings, the crab cakes. I also want the salmon. Sure, a side of spinach, but also bring me the ribeye.
I'm like that with ice cream. Every day I want ice cream. I start every morning with ice cream. That's my, yeah, that's my one guilty pleasure. But I'm also just as committed to, like, working out, being active.
So,
no matter where I am, I try to go to the gym. I try to
do you have a
thing.
Trainer?
I started with a trainer, but I like to kind of do my thing. So no,
I don't
do
think
thing.
I'm disciplined enough. But if I go to the gym, I'm very distracted. First of all, I have to go somewhere that, like, a lot of people I don't know, because then I'll be like, hey, or trying to be like, okay, they're watching me, so let me just.
Well, my
cute.
Gym, oh my God, it's just like a million gays.
See, I couldn't do that. That ain't
I kind of love it.
I don't.
It becomes social hour, though.
Yeah, I see. I can't do that. But if this, we're going to do social hour, baby, let's pop a bottle of champagne. Let's
Hallelujah.
Kiki. And, you know, but okay, so you go there, you have a regimen.
Yes, I went there today.
Look at you. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It See? Was back and bicep day, and I did my core, and I did my, I do, every day I do my uphill power walking. I look like an idiot, but it helps your butt, so hello.
Yes. Well, I need to help my butt.
Anytime you need to work out, I'll go with you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler is now taking applications for those who need help
I will
with their
train
butt.
You.
Oh, I need to be, thank you.
Okay.
It's going to be that How to Train Your Dragon Part 3.
How to Train Your Drag. That's it.
How to Train Your Drag. I live. Okay, so hardest working man, you are one of them.
I would not say that.
You wouldn't?
No.
I feel like I see you ever. I feel like you make up. You've done so many videos. You have what? 7-point-something million subscribers.
Well, thanks.
I
mean, it took almost 12 years to do. So it is over time. I will say, maybe I'm not the hardest working, but I am consistent.
Yes.
And so I think that is a thing that has always helped me is that every Tuesday at noon, you will find a new video on my YouTube channel. Every Tuesday morning, you'll get a new podcast episode. It's happened for years and years and years. You know what I mean? Like, people can rely on it.
In doing that, in bringing so much of yourself to people and being on social media so much, how do you stay above, like, drama? Because sometimes
I mind my
drama.
I mind my business, and it has not failed me yet. I see some of the people on YouTube.
Well, recently there was
the
whole James Charles versus Tati. I don't know.
I don't even know
either one of them. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Love to both of them. Both of y'all, if you listen to this, great.
Hallelujah.
Love you.
Hallelujah. Hello.
But never met either one in person. So, when I see drama like that, and people always in Drag Race too, there's always sometimes some Drag Race drama. How do you say? That's a perfect example. Perfect advice. Mind your business.
I feel like when I stay in my lane and I focus on myself, everyone can have the chatter around me about what they're up to, what I'm doing wrong, what they're doing right, what they're blah, 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 what anything, what else. That what people think about me has nothing to do with me.
Come on, RuPaul.
And so, right. And so then I just try to stay on my path, do my thing. It has worked this far. I've enjoyed it this far.
Yes.
What else do I need
path.
To do?
A and golden
I,
path.
Come I
on,
very
baby.
Much feel like, and I feel like you are in the exact same way, you don't got to prove it. You know what I mean? You've proved it already. So I feel like what I do, I'm happy with. It brings me joy. I feel like it does something maybe good in the world sometimes, and that's enough for me.
Well, you're such a joyous person. I can definitely tell by, like, sitting and hanging with
I'm
you.
I'm hateful. I'm rude.
I don't buy it, girl. I ain't buying it. She's a happy, lovely, go lucky, go happy-ass person, y'all. She's smiling now. Y'all can't see,
I'm not smiling.
You have
you can hear it in my
smile
voice.
Face. Yes, you are.
Well, it's terrible because I have these, what are these?
Smile lines?
Smile wrinkles.
Oh, that's life, honey. We all got life lines.
I guess that's a good wrinkle to have.
Yes. Don't be trying to get no Botox. Have you ever had any work done?
I have not.
Good for you. Don't do that. You're young, beautiful, fabulous.
I feel
don't
like it's difficult in Los Angeles because everyone's like, oh, you're a perfect candidate for a little bit of blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Honey.
Well, I'm a perfect candidate for taking my butt to the house.
Please.
And keeping myself. But shout out to all y'all that with the surgeries. Work it. Work it. Work it. It's a lovely, love everybody show.
Sure.
Listen, question for you.
Answer for you.
I live for this. So, Amazing Race.
Yes.
Okay. We hope you win the million. If you do, you're taking me to dinner and you buy me and
where
you a
would
trainer.
You like to go? Cheesecake Factory?
No, too many options. The menu's too big.
The menu is so long.
No, girl, it's a fucking novel.
It's like, where do you even begin? Where do you end? It's like, and then the cheesecake section's two pages. It's like, narrow it down.
No, it's
focus.
Cheese or cake. What you want?
Go off.
That's what I would say. Cheese or cake, baby. What you want?
And how does a place have a burrito, fettuccine,
huh?
A burger,
uh-huh.
A cheesecake? It's like, yeah. Who
you know
are
what?
You?
They
find
the
yourself.
Most accomplished chef in the kitchen. It's like, I can do it all.
He really did that.
They were like, okay. You know what? Have you ever worked as a waiter before?
I have not.
Okay.
I don't have the memory for it.
Well, it's never too late. I hear they're hiring down at Cheesecake
Well,
Factory.
Let's go.
But I was one.
I worked at McDonald's.
No, you wasn't a waiter at no damn McDonald's. Child.
Well.
But you know, I'm selling McDonald's breakfast
specialist.
Sandwiches now.
Bitch, I saw that. You better get your paycheck. I live, you know what? There used to be a moment on the internet where, like, if somebody did a brand deal or if somebody had, like, a sponsorship, people would be like, oh, you're a sellout. Oh, I feel like now is the time where everyone's like, you better. Make that money.
Well,
collect that check.
I think that corporations, you know, shout out to McDonald's.
We love McDonald's
love
here.
Ooh, I'm loving it. But
what's your order?
Yeah. Oh, mine at McDonald's?
Yeah.
I'm a 20-piece nugget girl.
Oof.
I know. I get all 20 pieces. I do.
What's your dip of choice?
You know, as you can tell, I don't really like a lot of choice. I would love for someone just to make the choice for me. Just be like, oh, sorry, sis, we out of everything.
Well, I mean, are we talking ketchup, barbecue, ranch? What's up?
Barbecue is good. Ketchup seems difficult with the packaging. Like,
oh, they really need to figure out why isn't it in the same thing as barbecue?
Thank you. Or have you
I don't
seen those ones where
pouch.
It's like peel or dip?
No.
Right, you squeeze one side or you deal. There's a two lever pulleys.
Well,
on the
I think
package.
We need to start a change.org petition.
Yes.
We need to get in contact with Heinz.
Huh. Well, you know, I was saying, I just think that
what were we talking about?
Something really cool about McDonald's and corporations embracing spokespeople.
Sure.
Spokespeople from social media, because I think a lot of people, you know, a lot of times people that get into the rooms for commercial auditions are just actors. But a lot of times people who don't even have any formal training, I have no formal training with regard to working.
Well, you studied communication.
And here you are communicating it. This is a note for all y'all. Do your studies. Go to school, graduate. You never know. You could be a drag queen using your degree later on in life.
Do you feel like you use your degree every day?
Every day.
Absolutely.
When we came off of season two, really season three of Drag Race, that was back in 2011, we didn't have managers. They didn't give you a PR team. You don't have a publicist. You don't have nothing. You just were like, you didn't win the show. Bye.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you won,
they were like, here's your $100,000, pay your taxes, bye.
No. Here's your $20,000.
Yeah, it's season two, you're right.
Right.
But, so I started
doing everything
myself.
YouTube was kind of the same way, though.
Was it?
Like, trying to figure out, navigating how to be an entertainer when, like, all you're doing is making videos in your living room. Like, you don't know what to do when a brand reaches out to you. You don't know how to negotiate a contract. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a Wild West in the same way. I can only imagine, nowadays, with drag blowing up in the way that it is, even recently, it's like, it is a industry.
I should develop a boot camp.
I'm in.
A boot camp.
I will produce it.
All of you who want a way to transition your creating your own lane in whether it's social media or entertainment and how to funnel that into being a the business side of it.
Would you ever manage drag queens?
I actually own a management company called Say What Entertainment.
You better.
We manage a number of queens, including Alyssa Edwards, myself, Raven, Monique Hart.
Oh, my God. I feel like an idiot. I'm sorry
you
I didn't know.
You should not feel like an idiot. You should put an application.
Okay. Well, short changes here.
I saw you on the show. You Monet's daughter.
Yep.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Bitch, you had shape.
Thank you. The worst thing was when the preview came out for that episode, and I'm strutting around with all of my padding.
All your shape.
Everyone was retweeting it and being like, oh, I didn't know Tyler was thick. I'm like, how do I put out a press release that is not my body?
The question is, can you twerk with it, though?
Well, you know, you better check the World of Wonder footage.
You have footage of your twerk session?
No, I do not. No.
Oh, I was going to say, come on now, Tyler.
No. When does this podcast come out?
This podcast comes out, well, Shangela airs every Thursday, a new one comes out
every
Thursday.
But when does this one come out?
This one will drop, what month are we in? So it will probably
After this month?
Yes.
Okay, well, I just also shot a video with Nina West.
Oh, I live.
We did a little video, and
I loved it.
Is
it the political one?
We did a back-to-back video where she's doing her makeup and telling me what to do, so I can't look, and she can't tell me, but I have to listen to her instructions and try to do drag, put on my face.
So this is a YouTube video?
Yes, yes, yes.
So a YouTube video, you and Nina West, I live for.
Love.
Love. You know, she worked... Columbus, she's from Columbus, Ohio. She works at Axis Nightclub. That's our home club.
I've been.
Me too.
Yes, going to Cedar Point. I grew up in Michigan, so Ohio was a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Is it really?
Yes.
I need to work on my geography.
Baby, Michigan's right here. Ohio's right here.
And by right here, y'all, he's doing palms.
Right,
he's
here.
Michigan
looks like a hand.
Does it really? Yeah. So does Texas.
What do you mean, does Michigan really look like a hand? I am taking you on a trip. We are going on a road trip. Well, I am showing you the country.
I mean, we can't be sitting in the car looking around. Oh, yeah, it does look like a
How
hand,
doesn't
it? How
are you about to do 180 gigs in 1 year and you don't know the shape of Michigan?
I'm in love with the shape of Michigan.
Okay.
You can pull like a magnet to
my
dear. So imagine. You know, Candy Burris helped write that song. From Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I have never really gotten into the Housewives. I know. I'm a bad gay. I know.
I'm looking at him, y'all.
It feels like it's a big commitment.
I'm judging you with
the right eye. I have three shows that I watch. Drag Race is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Untucked.
Oh, that's... You can't call that
The Amazing Race.
Separate show.
And that's it, baby. That's all.
Never Know How to Get Away with Murder?
I've never seen it.
Scandal?
Nope. Who's Got Time?
Game of Thrones.
I've never seen it. TV just seems like a big commitment.
Veep.
Oh, but I do like Veep.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, there we go.
Saving grace, yeah. Lord. I almost kicked him out the room, y'all. No, I live. Okay, so you don't watch TV. You only live on it. Okay, lovely. Got it. She said, I only watch the shows that I've been on.
Literally.
Drag Race. I was featured in Untucked.
I do have to say, Drag Race was the most fun 2 days of my life, even though I'm the reason Monet Exchange went home the first time.
You are not the reason, okay?
Well,
you know that.
We had a joint All I heard was
we had a joint. I was like, Laganja?
We did not have a joint. No. We both worked. Oh, please. No, it was the best day. I mean, to go on your favorite show and to, like, experience, to, like, jump in full throttle in 100% in, like, do the tuck, do the face, do the look, do the...
Have you ever done drag before?
Well, Miss Fame had painted me before.
Uh-huh. Yes, see that video.
And I've done a video with Trixie. Uh-huh. When are you going to do
Did she do your makeup?
She did.
You did the Trixie Mattel mug?
I did.
Oh, Lord, help us all, Jesus.
When are you going to come do a video with me?
Well, we wear the same skin tone color, so I'm sure I can use all my products right now and get you right together.
Great.
I will make you to the ultimate pageant diva.
I would love that.
You know, I competed in pageants before.
I know that.
I won Miss California. You, Miss California.
What did you lose?
Entertainer of the Year. I got first runner up. I'd like to focus on the positive, please.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got first runner up at National Miss Entertainer of the Year. My first time going to the pageant.
Wow.
And but I was so glad I didn't win, looking back on it, because I was so not ready to be like a national title holder.
But in that moment, it was like probably like a little bit of a sting? How did you feel?
It was a little sting, but not a major one. Because
isn't it wild that you can look back and be like, it made sense. It was right that it didn't go how I thought.
It was good because I never thought I'd make... Of course, I wanted to go to win, and I was like, oh, I'm going to turn. I always go into a competition thinking, bitch, I'm winning. Even when I didn't have no makeup on Drag Race Season 2, I thought I was winning.
Oh, my God. Pop out the box looking like a what?
Yes. Oh, so like a what?
Like a what?
It was like a what. So, I thought I was going to win.
It was a good setup for a glow up.
And I'm
You
thankful.
Were thoughtful.
Yes. Did you call me a thought?
A little bit.
Oh, my God.
Well, from what I've seen.
You know me very well.
Yeah, yeah.
Living. Speaking of thoughts, you're married now. Or you're at least in a relationship.
No, I am not married. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? I have a boyfriend, yeah.
Yes. How long have you guys been together?
No. Who are you dating?
Who am Nobody. Everybody.
Are you looking to join a couple?
I'm holly looking for love.
Okay.
Holly looking for love.
Why is that not a reality show?
I know, right? Well, I mean, I don't want to be all hostile.
Holly looking for love.
Holly looking for love.
VH1, what are you doing?
And y'all heard it from Tyler, the social media maven, everybody.
Please.
So I
have a boyfriend.
That's all I'm going to talk about. Yes.
He's very sweet.
What's your most romantic date? Does he plan the dates or do you?
Well, it's kind of half and half, which is great.
How long have you been together?
A little over a year.
Okay, so now you're not on a, like, let's go on a date phase, but looking back on it.
It's, yeah, we need to be more mindful to, like, purposely do date nights.
Mm-hmm.
We just went to Cabo together. It was very fun.
Oh, I saw that on your Instagram. Yeah. What was the favorite? I've never been to Cabo.
Well, I got a stomach bug.
What?
Not good.
From eating something?
I don't know what it was from.
Well, it couldn't have been kissing your husband.
No, not my husband.
I call everybody husband.
No.
Okay, let's not get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? He is kind of, we're about to go to his very first Pride this weekend.
Really?
He's never been to Pride.
I've got a deeper love.
I can't wait for that. he's never been to a Pride. He's from New Jersey. He's kind of new to a lot of things.
Did he know you were Tyler Oakley when he met you?
He said he did. I didn't
did
ask any
you?
Questions further.
You just met him and he like played it cool, or was he like, oh my God,
he didn't
sign
tell
my shirt.
Me. He didn't tell
okay.
me. No. But like on the first date, it comes up like, what do you do? I'm like, how do I explain?
I just had this combo with Nicole Byer like last week.
Yeah.
And
who I love.
She was saying, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, she's amazing. And she's actually coming over here in like a week. And she was like on her podcast, it's called Why Don't You Date Me? Why Won't You Date Me? And she was saying that she likes for a guy to really play it low key when she meets him. Don't start fanning on me. Don't do all that. Even if you know who I am, just like low key it until like I'm like, oh, I like him.
Well, the last thing I want is to like, I don't know, come back to a guy's place and seem like my book on the shelf. That's like, that would be petrifying. Like, you know things you shouldn't know quite yet.
I had someone say hallelujah right after an experience together. Yeah, yeah, right in the final
moments
of the passion. He said, hallelujah. And I was like, no, please. There are lots of appropriate times for hallelujah, trust me.
And that's not one of them. I had a guy once who I met on a... app.
Yes.
A gentleman caller, a nighttime friend, and he asked for a selfie after everything was all over while still in bed. We hadn't like gotten up yet. I said, no.
No, that's when you go, come on, baby, let's do it against this nondescript wall with very nice lighting.
What in tarnation? Can you imagine?
Yeah. No. Oh, I can imagine. I'm sure offline, we can swap even more stories.
I would love to hear.
Oh, I live. Okay. So you've continued to rock and roll. We will get off love. Okay. We will get off love and just keep going. What's the last song that you listened to? I'm trying to, I want to, you know, all of my people, we like to get to know people really close over here.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me think. My God, I don't know. Can I check?
Yeah. Check your phone.
I listen to a lot of music all day long. I don't know if that's a bad answer, but the new Katy Perry song. Is my number one song right now.
I can't do the, what's the fast?
What is that pointing
at
your lips?
I was doing the Cocomelon tree stare at the lips. Like, it's very fast.
That's a legendary Drag Race moment.
Yes, it was.
You have another legendary Drag Race moment.
Girl, yeah, being going home.
I was going to say Sugar Daddy. That's
surely, I don't.
How many times do people say that to you?
I wish I was collecting a check every time.
Oh my God.
But honestly, I love it. I love that somebody has something held on to for me for like the last 9 years. So I'm thankful, honey.
Yeah.
Very thankful. But I live, Pablo Vittar, I just met her a couple nights ago. You know Pablo,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Amazing, very popular gay Brazilian performer, artist. And we were at Elia Cohen's house having dinner. I know this is a very Hollywood story, right?
Yes, go on.
So Pablo and I are sitting over at Elia God's house, and she's like, Shangela, you have to do the she has a very beautiful, like, high pitched voice. She's like, you have to do a Sugar Daddy speech and throw this drink on me. I said, girl,
no!
I'm not throwing a drink on you on camera.
I would let you throw a drink on me.
Yeah, well, I mean,
will you do
I'll
it right
never
now?
Forget, I had a friend that doesn't watch Drag Race that saw me doing the Sugar Daddy speech at a college, right? They asked me to do it for them on stage and throw the drink at the girl. She called me and she was so upset. She's like, Shangela, why would you throw a drink on this girl? I don't care what she says to you. Like, do not act
like
that. You have to consider your reputation. You have to consider it's on social media. And I was like, girl, no, it's a joke. It's a thing.
Who was the queen you threw the drink on?
It was Mimi. I'm first.
Are you still friends with Mimi?
It was ice. Let the record show. I drank all the drink out of it. Okay. It
was like I saw liquid.
It was melted ice.
Well, yeah, that's what ice does. Climate change is real.
Yeah, I'm cool with her. I just saw her not too long ago. Where were we? But I've been to Philadelphia where she performs, and she's even come back and hung out with me and some friends at a hotel room and fell asleep.
Would you say that?
I was like, y'all wake up, Mimi. She got to go home.
Since Drag Race, does she now do glamour?
She will never be glamour.
Mm.
But no, just kidding. Mimi, I'm playing with your girl. She got nice clothes.
Nice clothes is kind of the equivalent of gowns, beautiful gowns.
Lovely gowns.
Lovely gowns.
Lovely gowns. I don't want to go there.
Remember
when she said it? That's what Aretha said about when he said, what about Nicki Minaj? Oh, I don't want to go there.
That way, and then Taylor Swift, gowns, beautiful gowns.
Gowns, beautiful.
Iconic.
Lovely gowns. Yeah, so I have no clue what we were talking about.
I don't know.
I'm
We've
just
been
living.
Everywhere. We were talking about your McDonald's order.
We talked about the
order.
Last song, and then we talked about Katy Perry.
Oh, who's your queen, your all-time queen?
Beyonce.
That makes sense.
Beyonce. Jennifer Lewis as well,
yes,
but she's more tangible, closer. I live in her basement still for the last, like, 8 years.
Times are
tough. You're right. She's my favorite entertainer ever. I've learned everything so much from her
and
watching her on stage.
You did the Beyonce tribute in front of Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
Iconic.
Have you met Beyonce?
I have not.
You've met some cool people, though. You met Michelle Obama.
I did. Have you met Michelle Obama?
No, I have not.
I
Lena
feel
was
like y'all
here
would
last
get along.
Week, and Lena met Michelle Obama, too.
Lena Dunham?
Lena Waithe.
Oh, got it.
Very similar to
Similar.
Lena
same,
Very close.
Same,
yeah,
same,
same style. Same
yeah.
style.
Michelle Obama is iconic. I was very intimidated by the process of, I was interviewing her about a program she was doing about going to college.
Mm-hmm.
And the Secret Service, is that what they're called? Security?
Oh, the Men in Black.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I call them.
Were very intimidating, very scary. I got in an altercation with them about.
Were they fine, though?
I don't remember.
Oh,
probably.
All you saw were suits and earpieces.
I was. It almost ruined the day. Everything almost got canceled. Yeah, it was oh my.
The $10 water just hit the ground, y'all.
Right. But it was, Michelle Obama was incredible. Wonderful.
Amazing. Arms, are they cut up? Are they like very toned and lovely? Did she have sleeveless?
The most beautiful arms.
Oh my God.
And when we were at the White House together, she was like, do you want to go meet Sonny and Beau?
And
so she took
the dogs?
Yes.
How cute.
We went down the hall. She introduced me to the pups.
Do you have a pup?
I do not. I would love. What kind of pup? What are you asking?
Well, you've been living in San Francisco.
Hallelujah.
You know, the most interesting thing I ever saw. One time I was at San Francisco.
I can only imagine what you've seen. Oh, you went to Folsom.
Well, I ended up at Folsom. I didn't know it was Folsom. You know, surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're walking out there. Because if I had gone, I would have gone dressed appropriately. I wasn't in like a
Do you own a harness?
No, I don't. I don't have the chest
for it. Do you need to borrow
one? So. What?
Do you need to borrow one?
You have a harness?
I do. What do you mean? I'm a gay in West Hollywood.
A harness. Please. There's always a song.
You can borrow one next time you go to Folsom.
Well, you have
bigger arms
than
me. What did you see at Folsom that shocked you?
They said, Shangela, have you ever been to the dog park? And I was like, oh my God, I love dogs. We have a little Bichon at the house. So they took me to the dog park. What would you think? I go over.
Well, you're at Folsom. I know what to think.
Okay, well, I'm from Paris, Texas, bitch. I didn't know. I go over to the park, and I'm thinking, where are the dogs at? Well, I look. It's a true story. I go over there, and the man was like, it's right there, Shangela. And true enough, there was a grassy area. I almost call it the grassy knoll, bitch. There was a little short, like maybe 2-foot black fence. I was like, the dog gonna jump over that. Little bitty fence around it, right? And men were standing out there in the leather shorts and throwing a ball. And I said, oh, so I looked for the ball. So the ball was thrown. I followed the ball. The ball lands in the grass. Bitch, don't you know, a man dressed in, and hey, shout out, I don't care what you're into, do you, hallelujah. Hey,
I haven't tried it yet, so I'm not going
to
knock it.
Do you, however, as a spectator, I'm allowed to have my initial reaction.
Right.
And my initial reaction was, I was shocked. I saw a man on all fours. He literally didn't get up to run. He ran.
Did he have a tail going on?
He had shorts, and he had a little tail thing sticking up from the shorts, right? Mm. He had a puppy headpiece. I'm drag. You know, I say headpiece, but it was like a mask.
Well, isn't this just another form of drag?
Hey, we're all naked and the rest is dog drag, bitch.
Yeah, apparently.
Girl, that thing's a whole...
It's, who would do like a pup play drag? I guess Nina Bonina might.
Nina Bonina has. I saw a recent flyer of hers. She's dressed in black and white as a dog. And I was like...
Oh, yeah, with the bones in the hair. Yeah,
yeah,
I've seen that.
And I was like, you know, as a fellow lady of color, I don't know if I would put myself on a flyer as a dog. But you know what? Hey, pay the bill, sis. And you look good. She was painted.
I love Nina.
She's cosplay fish.
Who are some of your favorite drag queens? Have never been on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I used to say this to Nina all the time. That's what my whole thing with Nina, I was telling you earlier. I told her 5 years in a row, and she'll tell you this too. She would come to me and say, Shangela, I did it last year. And I said, Nina, because they used to ask us back in the day, like, as Drag Race, they were always getting lots of messages and audition tapes. But sometimes they had so many, they were like, if you guys know someone that's amazing, make sure you tell us so we can just at least have a heads up to look for their tape. It doesn't mean that we're going to help them get on the show. Doesn't mean we have any influence. Just give us a heads up. So we would only get to submit 3 names. And one of those names I submitted every year was Nina West.
Wow.
Because I knew her from the EOI, Entertainer of the Year pageant system. But also, I knew she just had not only creativity, but I saw her working all the time, doing stuff that not every girl was doing. In addition to performing in the club, in addition to hosting shows at the nightclub, she was out there creating theater shows for herself. She was doing
these
different drags. She's an activist. She's intelligent. She's funny. She had it. Mm-hmm. And I told Alyssa before Alyssa auditioned, Mama, go over here and do the show. And she told me, girl, what I need to go over there and do that fucking show for, girl?
Not that accent,
girl. Why they got me? Girl, what they gonna do with me over there, girl?
Oh, my God.
I can't go over there to the RuPaul's Drag Race, girl. And, girl, no.
No!
And I said, Alyssa, you're gonna do this audition. Girl, if they don't pick me, girl, for what, girl? She said, I've already won it all, girl. Why do I need to go?
What's the next reality show you'll do? If you could do any reality show.
Well, my love is in scripted television and film. So that's where I really want to live.
Okay, but reality.
But if I could do more reality. Because
you could do Fear Factor.
No. I ain't no ants eating kind of girl.
I won Fear Factor.
What?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What's the check?
It was $50,000.
Hallelujah. Bitch.
For charity, though. So, there you go.
Okay, all right.
I gave it to the Human Rights Campaign.
You look at me. I'm charity. I didn't win.
Well, I see that. Living in the basement.
Okay. I got a drag queen living in my basement. Okay, question. So, okay, I would do, let's say, Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
I think that would be fun. I love the costumes. I love the clothes. If I were to do reality TV, I think that'd be a good, fun challenge. And I know I can disco. So
they asked me to do it.
Would you do it?
No.
Why? Do you not dance?
Well, a couple reasons. Well, I don't know if I can get into that.
Come on, twerk team.
I wanted to dance with a guy. And
yes.
I don't think they were.
You know, they let Courtney
that.
Act. Courtney Act down at the Dancing with the Stars in Australia. Did you see she was on that show recently?
I saw.
And she danced in drag, though,
right.
with a guy. And then she got out of drag in the middle of one of the numbers and danced as a guy with a guy. They wouldn't let you do the whole season with a guy?
I don't know if it, like, ever got up to somebody and they made a decision about it.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what I told them I wanted to do, and it just never happened. So.
Huh. Well, it could still happen.
Who knows?
What other show would you do?
What have I done? I got to be a judge on, what's that, like, kids' chef show?
Oh, yeah. You know, Alec Moppa was just on Worst Chefs.
That would
chef
be for
is
me.
What you're thinking
yes.
of, right?
Well, it was like
Kids
like
in America.
The kids.
Kids
doing.
Cook. Oh, Top Chef
so
Kids
I had
Edition.
So I had to tell a child, you're eliminated.
Did they cry?
I loved it.
Did they?
Oh. No, the children were very talented, but.
Were they emotional?
Because
there's that video
it,
of that
It's hard.
Girl.
Yeah, it's hard
you
to tell somebody
you know
for that
video.
Reason you've been chopped. Oh, it was chopped.
Chopped. Okay, gotcha.
I said, baby, you used jicama in a soup. For that reason, you've been chopped.
What is jicama?
Jicama? It's kind of grainy. You can often find it in like a Southwest salad.
Oh.
I don't know what it would be. Maybe it's a root vegetable.
What did the child say when the mom said, why are you making that sound with your mouth? He said, it's a jicama.
We gotta go. And on that note, thank you to our sponsors.
All right. Look, I have nothing
I'm
else
not
to
actually
go.
Done. I'm here for as long as you want me.
Oh, sickening.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back. Okay, hallelujah. So, quickly. So, Top Chef or Chef, they have a work. Can you cook?
No,
you
I cannot.
Cook? Me either.
Though I would do, what's the show on Netflix about, like, terrible baking?
Nailed it.
Yes, I would do that.
That's Nicole Byer's
yes,
show.
Yes, 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 yes. I would do that.
What is the premise of that show? They mess it up on purpose?
No, they're just, like, not talented in any way, but they just got to try their hardest.
Oh.
And it's fun.
It's an A for effort kind of show.
Yes. It's like, they know you're not going to do well.
I need to watch that.
Would you ever do Big Brother?
I don't know. I'm not that big about having people watch me for 24
right.
hours.
I would go crazy.
Yeah.
It would feel a little bit.
I don't know. You know, Frankie did that show. You know,
social
Frankie.
Media mogul.
Mogul. Yeah, down.
I watched his season. I have the gif.
I just can't. I don't know. They always end up. It's just like, if you're not. Okay, my favorite person in that show, Tiffany New York Pollard. Did you ever see when she was on Celebrity
she
Big
was
Brother,
on Celebrity
the UK
Big Brother.
Version?
Yes, yes.
The UK version, to me, dog walks the US version, too. Sorry.
Well, there's just different rules. There's different. It's like, it's a whole different show, really.
Yeah.
Especially with Celebrity. It's like 2 weeks, so kind of why not?
Yeah, but the challenges are weird. Look, I just don't buy it. I'm like, why would I sit there and watch this all the time? Cut to next week. I announce I'm on Big Brother.
They're going to reach out. Please, yeah. Big Brother, CBS, reach out to Shangela. I would love to watch. Why
Fear
not?
Factor, what was your winning thing that you had to do?
Well, one thing I had to eat a hissing cockroach live.
No, baby, no. No, I'm not doing that.
I thought, for the charity, I'm doing this for charity.
You swallowed the cockroach.
It was screaming in my mouth.
No, no. What
yes.
What does a screaming cockroach sound like?
Have you heard, any of your singles?
Oh, I thought you was going to say it. I just knew you about to name another girl. I watched it.
Any
I
of
saw
your
it
singles?
Twisted in your head. You
no.
were like, no, don't want to do her.
No.
Don't want to do her.
No.
How dog
no, I'm kidding.
You?
No.
Wait, do you have any singles?
No.
But you wrote a book.
Yeah.
It's called Binge.
Yes.
You sent it to me.
Yes.
And I also have
the
coffee
mug
right
here.
No, the
first thing I saw when I walked in the room, you still have your coffee mug?
It came
so
with candy in it.
Yeah. Well, baby, I know. I packaged them.
I know. I lived. But you know what? You put a lot of little crinkly-ass confetti stuff in there. That got all over my house, boo.
You're
Next
welcome.
Next time, just bubble wrap.
Count your blessings. Other people say thank you. Learn.
Oh, that's what I meant to say.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, boo.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate that.
Right.
You know, Gigi Gorgeous, just did you get hers?
Yes, I love her.
Me too.
She's so sweet. I have watched her since I was in college in the dorms. She was somebody that I watched nonstop. And with a lot of the beauty gurus, I would watch and I'm like, why am I even watching? And I realized it's like a magnetic personality. And Gigi has always been that for me. I've always looked up to her. She's an incredible human love.
Yeah. Great spirit, great light, great energy person mm-hmm. to be around. She's just like, yeah. Shout out, Gigi. We love you, boo. We did a stand-up comedy show together recently.
Really?
Yeah. Gigi was like, I'm doing stand-up comedy. I was like, all right, bitch, come on.
She better.
Go. She did. It was me, Gigi Gorgeous, La La Milan.
A lineup.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. Forgive me, y'all.
Stunning.
I remember Nikki Levy put this show together. You should do it sometime. It's storytelling, really. It's like
I did a tour a couple years ago.
The pajama one.
Yes.
I saw that.
I did it, and what I realized halfway through, I was like, I'm kind of just doing like a stand-up routine every night. It felt like I was doing it, but it was like kind of just disguised as this like skit. It was like half Pee-wee's Playhouse meets like me hosting my own talk show with games and whatever and blah, blah, blah.
But did you invite people on stage with you? Y'all all have onesies?
Yeah. There was games that people would come on stage and play. There were, you know, it was special guests.
Now,
and,
this was
know.
Back in your single days, okay?
Yes. When I had like lilac hair.
Yes. Look at you
a different
all
time.
Nice and tame and fabulous today. Still fabulous.
I've never been tame.
Come on, Miley Cyrus.
You better know.
Tell them.
No.
I can't be tame.
You really do have a song for everything.
I love karaoke.
That's like, did you see the Celine Dion carpool karaoke?
Oh my God. Celine was going in and I live.
Legendary.
They gave
Have you seen Celine in Vegas?
That's one show I have not saw. Seen.
We
you know I'm
need
going
to go. We need
okay.
to go.
So we have two to go to. We got Lady Gaga
yes.
in October.
Have you seen J-Lo in Vegas?
Nights. I'm going to see J-Lo tonight.
Oh.
I'm seeing J-Lo's kickoff to her It's My Party tour. It kicks off in Los Angeles. What's today?
Friday.
7th
Saturday,
of
Friday.
June.
Yes.
Yeah. So it kicks off. And I'm going to be going tonight.
Have you ever seen her before?
Yes.
Holy
I saw
macaroni,
her Las Vegas
so talented.
Show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Mama works.
Yes.
Like Beyonce. Beyonce, you go to see Beyonce's show. She is present. She gives you dance, choreography, vocals. She sings. She dances. She does it all for
Were
the whole time.
Were you at Coachella, Beyonce?
I was not.
Game-changing, life-saving, identity-affirming. It was everything.
Oh.
I was like...
I was touring internationally, and I remember waiting.
I was
Liam
touring
and I,
internationally.
Sorry, darling,
I was actually
I was
a little
in
busy.
Serbia, in the middle of a Prague.
Please.
But... Yes, I was. But Liam and I were somewhere overseas, and I remember we waited up because it came on at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, so you could watch like the live stream.
So we watched the live stream together. And of course, I was like, leave the camera on, Beyonce! But it was so... good.
Yes.
It was like so good. And it's like when I just saw Ariana's concert recently in Miami and Liv, she's also
I have
also
yet to see
on...
an Ariana concert. I need to go.
Yeah.
I need to.
We're making this happen.
Okay. We have a lot of things to do.
We do.
Our to-do list is long.
You know, it's funny because when I first, do you remember the first time we met? Nope,
was
me
it
either.
DragCon?
It could have been. No, I think it was like at a something premiere. It was something. And I just remember I knew you from that billboard.
Oh,
and I
God.
Was like, oh, my God, so nice meeting you. You were so, oh, I know what it was. I feel like, or at least it's a run-in time, we were in New York.
Okay.
We were in.
Maybe like Trevor
It was
Live?
Like a drag. No. It was a drag race finale event. It was a Brandon Voss event. It was at Club 59 or 57 or some
really?
Numbers. It was upstairs. Okay, maybe it was a Trevor Project after party.
Okay.
It could have been that.
I think I know what you're talking about.
We were upstairs. We were
some gay
people,
thing. I don't know.
You were in a nice suit.
Thank you.
You look lovely. Mm. And I was in drag.
What color was my hair?
Like purple.
Right. What was
or
I doing?
Being,
what was I going through?
Living your best life.
Okay, sure.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Anyhow. But it was nice to meet you there. And I remember when I went to your film... the film that you
Snervous.
Did. Snervous.
Yes.
I got an invite to that, and I took with me my little, I want to call them, they're like my cousins, but we're not related. They're Jennifer's God kids. So they're like my little friends.
Do you
I love
not
them.
Say
they're like
cousins?
My little sister. I call Ella like my little sister and Sandra like my little brother. So, like play sisters.
Yeah.
It was my play sisters, play
sure.
cousins. And I took them to see your thing, and they were, now mind you, I was like, oh, I know him. And
I love
I wasn't
that.
Super into YouTube, so, I didn't know as much as I do now. So So I was like, oh, that's Tyler. Cool. And they were like, oh, you know Tyler. Oh, my God. Did it. And I was like, girl, calm down. And we sat down in this room with all these YouTube stars that I knew nothing
at
about.
At the premiere, yes.
At the premiere. And they were freaking out. They're like, there goes, that's Miranda, that's Shane.
It was really a who's who.
Baby, it was. Stunning.
I love. Yeah, it was a fun premiere. Though, that night, I couldn't even stay to watch the movie. I had to fly to New York that night. And I was so, like, bummed. I walked the carpet, and then I had to get on a plane. I was like,
poor me, I'm so booked. I'm so busy. I love it.
And, well, you know, the real tea is that day was the day we got, or maybe the next day of when we got back the first time we did Amazing Race. So I had lost all this weight. I was feeling snatched. I walked that carpet. I felt like, ooh, I am like pretty.
She had a corset on. Come on,
fish. That's what it felt like. I was giving you Violet to the tea.
Oh,
thank
you. Snatched.
Yes.
I live for that. Now, you've done movie,
mm-hmm.
book.
Sure.
Television now.
Yeah.
What's next?
Hanging out with you. Mm. Going to see Celine.
And Gaga.
Sure.
I'm going to dance the whole time and sing. Sorry.
Celine Dion will change your life. Next level.
Dude.
I did a video with her once.
You did a video with Celine?
Yes. And she kissed me right in the middle of it.
On the lips. On the lips?
And who knows why? It will go down in history as one of my favorite moments of my life.
She was just like, come here, baby.
That
was my Canadian.
Something like that.
Come here, baby.
Yes.
No? Yeah. Come here, baby.
You're almost as bad as, who did Celine in?
Oh, damn, Brooklyn Heights. Mm.
I think you're that level of Celine
Brooklyn,
accent.
I'm going to Edmonton.
The chest dump works.
I'm going to Edmonton, Canada, like next week, and I'm going to Toronto Pride.
To do
Pride.
What?
To be fish.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
You better.
Hallelujah.
I've never been to any Pride in Canada. I'm sure it would be wholesome.
We have things to do.
It would be no fulsome.
Oh, so you, Dr. Seuss of drag? She's the Dr. Seuss of drag, y'all. She's the Dr. Seuss of drag,
y'all.
You know,
I'm going to get you a little gift. Your own pup mask.
A pup
mask. I think that's what you need next for me.
While you're doing that, mm-hmm. ladies and gentlemen, all you guys who are still listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm having so much fun with Tyler, y'all. He ain't going home.
Fine.
That's it. But, no, you got to go. I got to
okay,
go.
Okay, fine.
But that being said, I brought you a gift.
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes. I got it in my one magical weekend canvas bag, so it ain't no wrapping.
Is it my mug that I gave you a few years ago and
no,
you're going to give it back to
it's
me?
It's my merch.
Oh,
now, I didn't know because I
didn't
even
working it to me.
Out. I got you a small and a medium.
Okay, I'll try them.
Shirt.
I'll try them both.
And
so pretty.
And I got you one of these Hallelujah fans.
Oh, my God.
I actually want you to be able to clack it with pride.
Already have one.
What?
Yes, I do.
You better.
But I will definitely take another. Thank you.
Y'all, they're available on Shangela.com.
Wow.
That is Shangela.com.
Discount code. You can't have a discount.
No, she didn't win, so she needs all that.
That's fine. Thank you so much. You are too sweet.
Oh, I'm
Thank
just
you.
Excited that you came over here and spent your time with me.
I didn't get to say hi at the, we were both at the premiere of the Gay Chorus documentary.
Yes, that was in
Gay Chorus
New York.
Out. Yes, you were performing. You killed it. I was up there with Neil Patrick Harris, and we were both watching you, and living for you. I was living for you. You were incredible.
Oh, that's so sweet. I didn't get to see. I saw Gus Kinsworthy
yes.
there. Love him. He's doing that AIDS life cycle ride.
Which is
right
incredible.
Now. And they're and
the
yeah,
top,
Frankie's on it as
the
well.
Top rainer, top raiser of funds for the entire ride.
What?
Yes. Gus Kinsworthy.
Wow. Go, Gus. You know, you raised a lot of funds. How much did you raise last year or in recent years for the Trevor Project?
This is something I'm probably most proud of. My subscribers as a community have raised over $1 million for the Trevor Project.
What?
So I won't say it's me, but it's like my community
no, you've
came
led
together.
The charge, yeah.
These kids, no, the coolest thing was I would dedicate my birthday to like raising money for the Trevor Project.
Uh-huh.
And I'd say whatever you can give helps. Because the Trevor Project, if you don't know them, they are the leading national organization for crisis and suicide prevention. They are a lifeline you can call, text, or chat with. And if you are in need of help and need somebody to talk to and you're queer, they specialize in those issues. So any amount that you can give helps. And so I told my audience that, and I think the average donation was like $15. And so it just really showed me like this, there's a power behind YouTube. There's a power behind this community.
Yes.
We can do good. Yeah. You can have all this like chitter chatter of drama and whatever, spilling the tea videos, and you can go viral for all the wrong reasons on YouTube. And yes, that does exist, and yes, that does happen, but I was just so impressed and, like, my heart was warmed by my own community because it's like, yeah, you can also do good.
Right.
And like these kids that watch my stuff, yeah, I'm an idiot on the internet sometimes, but like, yes, we can also hopefully make the world a little bit better.
You've raised over a million
bonkers.
Dollars.
Can you imagine? It still blows my mind.
That is amazing.
And back in the day, I was an intern at the Trevor Project, and it was always my dream to like get a job there, and then it just never really worked out.
In
and
what
so now,
city?
In LA.
Okay.
In 2010, I was an intern, and just for the summer, and I loved it. But when I graduated, they weren't hiring, and so I just never really happened. And then over the years, I kind of found my own way to be a part of it.
Now you better have a brick, a wall, or something dedicated to you. A whole gold-plated telephone.
Sure.
Just pick it up. 1-800.
No, it's something that, like, I mean, you know, when you grow up queer or when you feel a little bit other or in whatever way, to have somebody you can call or reach out to is game-changing. And sometimes even knowing that the service is there is life-saving. So it's something that I believe in. It's something that I think we as a community of queer people, we need to be looking out not just for ourselves, not just for everyone abroad, but also for our young queer people who are coming up. Like, sometimes they don't have the support that we had. So to have a resource like the Trevor Project, it is life-saving, and it does bring us and give us the next generation of queer people.
Excellent.
Which
you guys,
we need.
Listen up. If you need help, if you're in need of help, and
you just got serious.
Make sure that you reach out to the
PSA
Trevor Project.
Fish.
And what's the promo code they can use?
Promo code Shangela.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Slash Oakley. Shangela Oakley. She's my place.
Shangela Oakley 2020.
She's my place. Oh, that's a good
Would
ticket.
Would you ever
run for political office? I love being an entertainer.
County clerk.
That's what, baby, signing marriage. Mm. You know, I have been a marriage officiant.
Really?
I've married 3 couples since I got, you know, my little certificate from
the
internet.
Well, it was a slippery slope, I'm sure.
It was slippery, all right. It was slippery at the reception.
You said, I now pronounce you. You did
yes,
the whole thing.
I did the whole thing. I came out there in full drag.
Did you?
One was my friends Marcelino and Peter. I married them in Los Angeles. I married Damien and his husband, his name is Patrick, not Peter, and the second husband. And then I married I've done 2 weddings.
That's it?
I done 2.
Well, by the time this goes up, you might do another wedding. Who
knows? My God. Are you telling me you're engaged?
No, I'm not engaged.
Oh, my God, guys, we got an announcement.
No. Are you, like, ruined the way that you won't get in drag unless you're paying?
No, but I've never used. When I first got into drag, it was for entertainment. That's
sure.
the sole purpose that I do drag. Occasionally, if I'm really feeling. No, I don't think I've ever just gotten in drag to tip out, ever.
Well, then there you go.
Either I'm doing a gig something during the day and I'm feeling myself and I'm like, come on, Liam, let's go out. And I'll stay in drag and go out for free. But, you know, if people can get it and access it all for free, if you're out there doing it for free all the time, they're not going, there's no novelty to it.
Would you ever put on a pup mask and tail with
no
payment?
If it was gifted to me from a good, trustworthy friend.
We'll check your P.O. box tomorrow.
And they took me to the 2 round trip tickets to the dog park. I might no.
Rough,
I
baby.
Looked out there, and you know what I said, Tyler. This is a true story. I looked out there and said, there better not be no black people on their knees up there. And not trying to discriminate or nothing, but my people, we just come a long way, and I don't think we should be chasing balls on the grass. But you know, at the end of the day, to each their own.
Do not yuck their yum.
I'm not going to yuck a yum.
Okay.
I ain't trying to yuck a yum. My initial reaction was, there better not be no black people out there. Because I was going to go grab them by the tail and get your ass up off this damn floor acting like that. But no, it looks wonderful. And I wish you all the best. You can bark all you want to
I love you going off about something and then immediately saying, but you do you.
I got to let them do them.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just because I think I grew up in a very small town.
Where there were no people in pup masks.
No, unless you were a damn doll. True. But, and then I went to college still.
And you probably went into town with no drag queens.
Well, in Paris, yes. And I'm excited. One day I'm going to take a drag show back to Paris, Texas.
Why not?
I'm going to do it. Oh, I'm totally going to do a homecoming.
Already.
No, well, you know, she's booked. But
they
I'm going
the
to do it. No, they got Paris. They got something. I'm going to do it as the benevolence of my heart.
Sure.
I may donate all the proceeds somewhere
sure.
to all my. So my million. I'm going to have a gold brick too.
Please.
I've had, and I will continue to have, so much fun with you, boo.
Thank you. Likewise.
I hope you come back and chat with me a million times
anytime
more.
You need me. This
Can
is
you
so much
be
fun.
Like a monthly guest for me?
I mean, what's the budget?
I knew it. She learned.
Booked and busy, baby.
She went to my boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
That was my boot camp.
I used coupon code Shangela. Didn't work.
It won't ever.
No discounts.
No discounts, baby. There are no shortcuts in life.
Wow.
You take the stairs. But you'll get there. And you'll be more thankful because you did it.
And I'll have a better butt for it. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you see Tyler at the gym, he wants you to come up and say hello. Slap him on the booty. No, look, your husband.
Please?
Your boyfriend might not like that.
He would like it too.
Girl, get my dog mask. Girl, get my dog mask, man. Get my dog mask. Oh, my gosh. I've had so much fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, you were at DragCon. Last question. Would you ever do an OakleyCon?
Oh, my God, no. No.
Just all things Tyler?
No, absolutely. I wouldn't even go to that. No.
No. Okay, well.
Why are you doing ChangelaCon?
What's the budget?
Exactly.
Y'all got a budget?
There you go.
I might have to. Till next time.
Thank you so much for having me. And before we go, I just want to say thank you for being you. I feel like you are a ray of sunshine in the community, not just in the drag community, but in the queer community. On this world, on this earth. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. You've always been the sweetest. So.
You're so kind. You know what? It makes the day better. There ain't no reason to be a mean bitch. And even if life stresses you out at times, because it will press you and stress you, but you have to shake it off and realize that you can change your way, your way of thinking. You can change your outlook. You can change it just like that because you choose to change it. And then it's change.
Beautiful.
So smile.
Beautiful.
Live, and I love you.
Amen.
All right. Bye. And I love all y'all listening, too. Thank you so much.
If you're listening this far, be sure to unsubscribe from Shangela's podcast. Thank you. Bye.
I'm a pee in space. Y'all better rate, review, and subscribe. I love y'all.